Lachlan Ward, chief executive at St. Ali Coffee, is saying, well, you should pay $5.50. You should pay just under $100 to shout everybody a coffee. Good afternoon, Lachlan.
G'day, how are you?
Not bad. Now, you're saying we should pay more than $5.50, or we should pay $5.50 at a minimum for a regular flat white. Explain why.
Yeah, look, these are blessed with some of the best, most vibrant, incredible cafes in the world. And if you look at it purely on an inflation basis, we're way behind. You go anywhere else in the world for a cup of coffee, you're going to get a much worse tax to start with. And you're going to be probably paying, you know, at least 30% more. And it's time, unfortunately, that Aussie cafes and the industry started adjusting up and charging what we should be for a cup of coffee.
Lachlan, what goes into, if we're paying $5 at the moment, what break that $5 down for us?
Well, I guess starting with your humans, your staff in the store, your utilities, your occupancy costs. I mean, you know, all the standard costs of going into business, let alone coffee itself as a commodity, the price of milk, everything. I mean, you said it yourself before, everything's gone up, and coffee's no different. It's just as a society, we seem to be very sensitive to the price of coffee, and it seems to make headlines every time someone utters a word about it.
In your experience, is coffee one of those expenses that people will always justify? You just see it as a necessity, and if it goes up to $5.50 or even $6, people will still keep buying it.
Tony, we're a coffee roaster as well as a cafe, so we supply a bunch of other amazing cafes around Australia, and I say to our customers that you know, your customer are coming to you for more than just a cup of coffee or a plate of eggs. Like, they're coming to you for human interaction. This is beautiful venues. And so I think I say to them, back yourselves, back what you're doing. You're doing an incredible job. People will keep coming back. And if you travel anywhere else in the world, you'll see walking examples of it. We've just got to do the right thing and put prices up.
Well, we know the hospitality industry was knocked sideways by COVID. It was terrible what happened. You have seen the wreckage in the wake of that, Lachlan. Give us an example of just how widespread and how tough it is running a cafe at the moment.
Look, it's never been tougher in Australia to see in hospitality. I mean, you open any you open the paper any given week or any day at the moment, and you're seeing incredible institutional venues shutting down. And that's because hospitality as an industry has never been harder in Australia. So, you know, unfortunately, I mean, prices are one of the only levers we've got. And in the case of cafes, you know, the cost of a cup of coffee or a cup of coffee is biggest lever. That's what you sell the most of, right? And that's what's got to increase.
Well, look, wish that sector all the best. It's really important. It's because, you know, I know I was bang on about this, but it's really important. It's a great place to start your career as a productive member of the economy, to get skills. And, you know, 17, 18-year-olds starting in cafes, it's a rite of passage for a lot of people. You get great skills, you build friendships for a lifetime, and you're up and away on a career. Lachlan, good luck, and thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.